know, anywhere in the world, we face dictatorships sort of trying to limit our freedom, either by military coup, as it happened in Myanmar, or by direct military action, as it happened in Ukraine now with Russian invasion. But regardless of the situation, there is international solidarity of defending freedom. And I'm more than happy that people who are from different part of the world realize it. And I also just want to say them, I feel solidarity with their fighting for their freedom against authoritarian regime. So I hope things will change for the better in Myanmar as well as in Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the, if not the poorest country in the world. So the, in Europe. Europe. So, and the Russian invasion probably, and I'm certain, will deteriorate the situation. So we are, as one of the professors that I know calls Ukraine, the most northern part, most northern state of the global south, because quite often people think about European states and that's something that, oh, you're probably not facing that much of poverty and probably pretty, you know, feel better. But because of the last 8 years of war, limited war, not full-scale war as we face it now in Ukraine, since annexation of Crimea and war in Donbas, the situation in Ukraine deteriorated in terms of people well-being, public health care, and general poverty.